This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Facebook's photo-sharing app Instagram will start showing ads in the timeline of U.S. users this week. They'll look just like the photos from your friends, but with a little label that says sponsored on it. There are pitfalls to this sort of thing. Once advertisers arrive, some loyal users may depart. But ads have always been part of the expected evolution of Instagram. In fact, the app's already got advertising for guns. Will Aremus at Slate Magazine recently wrote about this. Will, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
So are gun sales really booming on Instagram, as your headline asks?
Here's the story. People are selling guns on Instagram, sort of. People are advertising guns for sale on Instagram.
Okay.
And there's really nothing illegal about it. But what happened was some of these posts that were picking up the story asserted that there's this huge boom in online gun sales, and that's just ridiculous. I looked into it. There are a few people selling guns on Instagram. There are not a whole lot of people selling guns on Instagram.
But it is interesting, though, right, that users are starting to use Instagram just to generally advertise their wares in a way that maybe they haven't done in the past.
Yeah, and Instagram isn't a place where you can actually sell things. There's no way to buy something on the site. So what's happening is people are posting a picture of their beautiful Glock or their antique Colt pistol, putting some hashtags that will allow buyers to find it, but then they have to get in touch through other means.
This really isn't a marketplace. It's really for advertising, and that's something that we've all been talking about for a long time happening on Instagram and some of these other social networks.
It's true that Instagram and Vine are places where brands are finding ways to feature their products, and guns are just one very small example of how that's happening on Instagram.
So do you follow Smith & Wesson on Instagram?
I do not, but I should point out that some of the people who were selling guns on Instagram or advertising guns on Instagram were selling them privately, and they were looking only for in-state buyers. And there's a very good reason for that, which is that federal law does not regulate private in-state gun sales. And so you can carry out these types of sales without a lot of the regulations that apply to sales from, Smith & Wesson or Walmart or whomever.
Will Aremus, Slate tech blogger. Will, as always, thank you very much.
Enjoyed it. Thanks, Ben.